PC ones like later on tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Welcome to Maddie Palooza 2011. First of all, you took logistics. If anyone did not get a raffle ticket, raise your hand and someone with a red shirt will come find you. All right, so we'll take care of that. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Danielle McLaughlin. I manage DC Universe and Young Justice.
Taste of what you will get in that subscription program.
Swamp Thing. Then thought about Metris, the John Runner, the Mobius chair. We decided we're going to leave it up to you, the fans. So it will be fans' choice. Our first ever DC Club will have a first ever fans' choice club exclusive figure. So when you log on to Maddie to subscribe to the program, also vote for which of those figures you want to be your club exclusive figure. So, that subscription will be offered only on Maddie Collector, and those figures are only available on Maddie. Whereas there will still be product available at retail, the most fan-demanded characters, all of your team builders, and those figures that you know and love, you'll need to subscribe to the Club Infinite Earths in order to get. For anyone that has a QR code reader, you will see QR codes throughout our presentation in addition to at our Mattel display booth. Just scan that code and that will take you directly to the page to subscribe and to vote. Next up, although I am not on the WWE team, I do have the pleasure of bringing you their content today. So, WWE Legends.
Where's CM Punk?
The Legends line is coming exclusively to Maddie Collector. Up first. Legends 2-pack featuring the famous WWE tag team, The Rockers. This one is on sale November 21st. That is the day after the Survivor Series pay-per-view. Then, next up, we're very excited about our Legends plan for 2012. It will be, as I mentioned, available exclusively on Maddie. 6 WWE Legends figures. And we are taking your fan feedback to really crack the program. So, the first figure, the biggest figure we've ever done, the eighth wonder of the world, Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
He will pound with his World Heavyweight Championship. So that was on sale in January. And then after that, we are leaving it up to you. So you, the fans, can go to Maddie Collector to decide who you want to be those other top 5 figures. The top vote getters will be the figures that we make. Voting is live now. Runs through August 12th, which is SummerSlam weekend, so don't forget to log on to Maddie Collector to cast your vote. Next up, alright, who here has been waiting to see everything that Voltron has to offer? So our team has been working really hard to bring in Voltron, and we're excited to finally show you everything. Got. So first up, we have the Blazing Sword Voltron figure. This is a Comic-Con exclusive that's available at the Maddie Collector store right now. The first 60 purchases each day comes with a free display stand, so you can pose them out into awesome poses like this. It comes with more than 22 points of articulation, so this is the most poseable Voltron ever made. The Club Lion Force. Club Lion Force was created especially for you guys so that you can complete your Voltron collection. I'm sure you've all seen it at the booth. We have the 5 lions that combine into the giant 23-inch Voltron and their trusty pilot figures in 3 3/4-inch scale. So Club Lion Force is brand new and will be debuting, going on sale tomorrow on MaddieCollector.com. Also comes with a club exclusive item. Now you may or may not have heard what this club exclusive item is going to be. And today we are going to give you your first look at it. And let me turn it over now to Brandon Zipinski.
Okay, guys, I'm going to show you some of the lines made in the booth. Here's a nice little sweet beauty shot of the guys out in the cockpits. Each line is going to be have awesome automatic transformation to let you transfer them back from line mode once you pull them off. Sorry, pull them apart from Voltron mode. These will be unlocked from the keys that are going to come with each of the pilot figures. Each line has a cockpit, has a mouth blade. Also, the black line will come with the giant blazing sword and shield as well, so it's a great pack for that. Those guys all on scale with each other, and they're gigantic. You hold the black line in your arms, it's like a small baby. So, now the pilots. These guys are right from the show, trying to get them as authentic as possible, giving you lots of articulation, and really depend upon the old classic pack outs that you saw from the vintage product. And a separate head. You decide to go for a full-on separate head instead of just a helmet, so you get the awesome 80s retro hair, the mullets, without sacrificing style, cool helmets as well. Also, each figure is going to come with a piece of the blazing sword, so when you blazing torch with a big scale boulder. So, you guys want to find this call? I guess you see it right there. Sven, your awesome club exclusive.
Oh!
Starting off in 2011,
both University of DC are two paths. We have confirmed, let it be confirmed, that the Pizarro Baker path is now at the roof. There's the roof, but it's made it. The other Blue Lantern and Kodak and Supergirl She-Ra are actually also at the roof. But they will also be employed by us later this year. Hopefully, down the panel at the Entertainment Earth booth. All right. We already know about the September figure, Leech. And Hurricane Hordak, the A-list figure variant for September. We'll, of course, have that back metal chest armor. Just this is the prototype picture I have. All right, here we go, October. Protectors coming with two different swappable heads and a visor with up-down motion. Eddie is a member of that new Galactic Protectors segment. A lot of people ask, Icarus, I thought his name was Flipshot. What's going on, guys? But we actually did a little research. Not only does Nerf currently own the copyright of Flipshot, but in the original storyline, he actually was called Icarus. I'm not making this up. His name was clearly changed later on, I'm guessing, because Flipshot was a little more toy-sounding. So it made a lot of sense to go with the original name there. So he will be Icarus. All right. Coming outside in October, a non-club figure, the Wind Raider. Projectile wedge, removable, adjustable wings, cockpit fits one figure. Eric, I don't know if there's anything you want to say about this one, but all those details were hand sculpted in. There's no stickers here.
Thank you.
He will come with his sword and his mace, as well as that little trophy head that's been by his feet. Come through that, and you can actually use that as a second head. He will come with a third head. That, of course, you can attach to your Skeletor figure, if you happen to own one, and make a pretty neat looking Skeletor. So there's your three heads over there. Subscription, 12 monthly figures, 4 quarterly bearings, i.e. Battle Armor He-Man, etc., Battle Grand Fila, 4 oversized or and or multi-packs, 1 will be 30, 2 will be 40, 1 will be 60, 1 club exclusive, 1 club exclusive map. The club does not include the following. Convention items, potential vehicles, potential weapon packs, other standalone items, 30th anniversary series figures. What's that? The 2012 subscription is on sale pretty much now at 2:00. All right, let's get to the good stuff. January.
Yeah!
So in January, we'll get our oversized item, our $60 figures. Yeah! Oh. Star Sisters bring that along with POV fans, and I think they're catching up with characters now. February. Yeah! With 2 heads and a giant club. And an extra belt piece. We haven't even gotten the good stuff yet. March, Cobra Kai. Oh! Take 2 heads. And his little snake weapon. And his gun. I think his gun was one of my favorite accessories as a kid. Someone tell Blair at G4 she's getting a Cobra Kai. Alright, also in March, Thunder Punch here. Here for the first time, the final logo for the 30th. There it is, in all its glory. You'll see that on all consumer products, the figures, the lunch boxes, the DVDs. Figures, meaning the first issue will be the Thunder Punch He-Man. A huge thank you to David Boss and his design group because they funded this. We still do not have the budget to do mini comics ongoing, but in honor of the 30th, David Boss, who's the VP of design at Mattel, donated the funds to do this project. So a huge thank you to him for that. And here is the cover of the first issue. It will be published by Dark Horse Comics, story provided by myself, script by Tim Seeley, art by Wellington Allen, cover by Eric Powell, colors by Michael Lafan, letters by Nate Picos, and here's the first page. Announcing the Masters of the Universe Create a Character Contest. What's this you say? Come on, there we go. All right, in honor of the 30th anniversary, the contest is open now through December 31st. I'm sorry, it is U.S. residents only. I know we've got a lot of international fans, but we're a U.S.-based company. There's restrictions. Believe me, we try. The complete rules are on MattyCollector.com, but here's how it works. All entries will remain the property of Mattel. I say that if there's a character that you've got out there that you're saving for a comic or a movie, don't send him in, keep him. If you submit the character, he's now the property of Mattel. Know that. You're donating him to the Masters line if he or she wins. All entries must be on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. Any medium is okay. We do not want you to send in a sculpted figure. We know a lot of you are very talented customizers. If that's the method you take, photograph it and put it on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. No exceptions. All right. It must use basic shared parts. New heads, capes, weapons, gloves, etc. No 100% sculpts, so don't send someone like Meta from the old contest or Ram Man. Must be an original creation. Don't send in someone called Batman. It must feel like a MOTU character. It must translate easily into a toy. Mattel retains the rights to choose the final name and bio, but you're of course welcome to suggest one. You may enter as many times as you like. It will be judged by a cross-functional members of the Masters of the Universe Classics team. The winner will be announced right here next year at Comic-Con. And the winning figure will be available at MattyCollector.com in December 2012. Yes, I promise with this contest we will make the winning toy. Sort of the whole point of this 30th was to pick up things that we owed fans for the past 30 years. So we're gonna actually make the winner this time. The winning fan will receive 24 samples of the figure, bragging rights, and five. The winner as well as five runners-up will also receive a one-year subscription for 2013, being assuming the line keeps going, but it's not slowing down, so we have no reason to think that won't.
There's an ever will thing.
Some shared parts examples. So using the basic MOTU box system, robots, lizard men, armor, females, males, robots, the whole, it's all open to you. You can make new heads, new capes, new weapons. But you need to use basic 6-inch buck structure. We're not looking for cats or gorillas or giants. It's gotta be a 6-inch figure. Good guy, bad guy, horde, princess of power. It's up to you. All right, the winner is part of that 30th anniversary series I hinted about. It will be 6 all new Masters of the Universe characters. One every other month in 2012. They're not part of Club Eternia. One figure will be designed by the Four Horsemen. One figure will be designed by Jeff Johns. And 2 figures will be from Mattel. One will be the 30th anniversary contest winner. That will obviously be the last figure in the line. And you obviously remember the original contest. We'll kick it off with none other. The official Vendor's creation of the original contest. So there he is, after 25 years. I can't believe we made a guy with a camera head. And the March 30th anniversary figure, designed by the Four Horsemen, is Drago Man. I can't wait to add him. Wrapping it up, we're going to have our fan vote. All those tickets you got, you will drop into 2 boxes on the way out. Because what's not part of the subscription, but will ship at the very end of 2012, is Brandon. Yeah. Oh. So you can choose
red, one in flux, or huh?
Green, yeah. Animation, or green mini comic club. You guys get to vote, and we'll announce who the winner is as soon as we tabulate the votes after the panel. Okay, that was a lot. And now we're going to open it up to Q&A, and I think you're saving enough time for that.
Just quickly, so for everyone that wants to vote, in each exit there will be a box. On the right will be red, and on the left will be green.
Can we get a mic all the way out, please? And we'll take the Q&A, line up right there in the middle, and there's a mic, and I think we'll kick it off with you, sir.
You made Battle Cat, Panther, and King Grayskull. Where's Battle Lion?
Yeah.
Not out yet? We're big fans of Battle Lion. Yep, yeah, there's a lot more figures to reveal, and hopefully a lot more years to go. It's not off the table. It just hasn't been done yet.
Like you guys had last time, you guys are going to have a Castle Grayskull or a Snake Mountain, either the actual playset or a model looking type that you could buy.
Bill, you or Terry want to jump on this?
It's something we're looking into. It's a very large kind of playset, so we're looking into it definitely. It's just a lot of plastic.
Thanks.
Those little guys that you saw on the display, are those just to gauge interest? Because they're awesome and perfect. The little He-Man guys.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Wait, you guys like those?
Yeah. What up, Abby? I just wanted to ask you guys, with characters like Round Man and like Too Bad that need more like original molds, what's like the time frame we'll probably see those down the line in the classics?
You'll see about one to two fully tooled figures a year. I mean, we've already shown Shadow Weaver and Sorceress that have a lot of tooling. I think we have at least one more later in the year that has a lot of tooling. You know, they're candidates. You can just only do so many of those big tooling characters a year.
Okay.
Can you guys do Stinkor?
Yes, we can.
Will you do it?
I'm sure eventually. Mistake.
Are you guys going to do any accessory packs for the Ghostbusters, just accessories like for the fiends and stuff? Do you do any accessory packs for the Ghostbusters, like bean packs?
Stay tuned.
Can you talk about how you handled Sorceress's cape? Like the wings were after that.
It's very complicated. It's done, each wing is in three separate sections. They're attached to the bicep area. And so when the arms go down, they're pulled up. And then there's also a center section in the back that was spread out and it's a solid tape form. But all of the articulation is still intact on the figure. So it's, you know, the best of both worlds.
Very cool. Looks great.
First off, thank you very much. The line looks incredible again this year, guys. On the Masters versus DC line, now that it's been canceled, will there be another way to get those Masters variant figures, mini comic variants, etc.?
We had some great ideas for other packs, and yeah, there's no reason those aren't off the table for one day. Absolutely. They just aren't coming out in packs next.
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going? Big fan of all the lines. I had a picky question. Which is your favorite version of He-Man?
Me personally?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I actually really like the Thunder Punch one, to tell you the truth. That was one of the three that I owned as a kid, and the red armor, I think, just really pops. Oh, Eric, you, Bill?
I would probably just have to go with the blade back.
You know, I'll go with it.
I like that one a lot.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you all for coming. Scott, from the forums on He-Man.org, it seems QC issues on production of the MIUC figure seems to still be one of the biggest things, like body parts and arms being like switched with it, you know, in the wrong place. Do you know if that's being worked on, and you know, will like joint and body part issues be fixed in the future years for the subscriptions and all that?
Bill, you want to check that out?
I would say absolutely yes. Yes, that's the short answer. We've been working very hard at it, working at it. Yes.
I can help in China if you need it.
Perfect. Come up after. plane ticket.
Thank you.
I remember reading that there was a final DC versus Masters 2-pack that you guys were able to find retailer support for. Is that the Bizarro Faker one, or is there another one that just isn't going to want to make it done?
We actually had ideas for about 5 to 8 more packs sort of going around, and at this time, none of those are going forward. They could, like the previous question, those designs could wind up being singles or other packs for each of the respective lines. Time will tell.
But there is the Supergirl Shiro pack and the Green Lantern Zodiac that have not yet hit shelves at Toys R Us, but are available at the Entertainment Earth booth in addition to that awesome Bizarro Faker pack.
Hi. First of all, thank you for the Star Sisters 3-pack. Second, the 30th anniversary figures, will they have bios? And I know you said they're not included in the subscription, but considering shipping costs and how high they've gotten, do you at least consider trying to make that part of the subscription?
It definitely won't be part of the subscription because we've already published what's in the subscription and we can't change that because we are working on that. We're trying to work on a way that if you have a sub and you want it for other stuff, it's a little complicated because of the way the sub stuff sometimes is mailed out ahead of time. It's a 6-figure series. I mean, yes, not part of the sub. Absolutely, we hear the frustration. We're trying to find a way to see if we can get that to work.
And those will have like original bios for you guys.
They will. The Horseman provided an outline for Drago Man, and we crafted that new bio, and we sent a bio off to Mr. Bittner, and never heard back from him, but he's got a bio, too.
Cool. Thank you.
Hi. First off, thanks for creating DC Universe Classics. And Master of the Universe Classics, those are like some of the best action figures I've ever owned. And second, are you planning on making a Ram Man or a Mega Man in the future?
Both are great characters we'd love to get to, just no plans right now.
All right, awesome.
Hi. How you doing? I'm wondering is, like, we have figures like, big guy, big green guy.
Megator?
Yeah, Megator, and then we have, many faces that came with this quote-unquote Secrets history, and like that we haven't even heard about until the day of shipping. So like, what other figures can you hint that you're gonna come with secret accessory?
We'll find out when we get to those.
Okay.
I just want to thank you guys for coming. I'm a He-Man fan, and of course I love the DC Universe figures as well, but. I actually have a Voltron question. Do you guys have any plans for vehicle Voltron too?
Oh.
Oh, come on, Voltron, man.
No, I know we get a lot of response to that. Yeah. Dude, no, we'd have to you guys to see what you guys remember. Yeah. Later, 2012, and on. We keep expanding the universe Voltron.
So. Okay, thanks. Well, great work on the lines. They're awesome. So, thanks a lot.
We do have stage mice coming, so don't worry. Stage mice for a little while.
Awesome. Have you ever thought about releasing a Moss Man without blocking? No, I hate blocking. I hate the way it feels. I don't like
it. Put it in your bathtub.
Make this. At the end of the day, it's tough. Mattel also school toys. For us to make an actual giant metal sword is difficult.
What does that be?
Oh, a plastic sword, a rounded tip, a rope ladder? That's probably more probable. We're interested, you know, we're talking to some other companies, trying to find a way to get things like that happening. Nothing to announce, we know there's demand for it. So.
We need to be able to bring it into Comic Con. So we'll make it up.
Can't you just melt them with a heat vision? Work it out.
Hi guys, thank you. I saw a lot of awesome stuff and I really like your stuff and all, but I had a question on Cobra Khan. Will he retain the old feature where he spit out water? No? No. So it'd be a good figure anyway.
What's that?
It would be a good figure anyway. Even if it wasn't.
No, mosquito will suck no matter what. Oh. Oh, you get it? I can't say anything about being so
concerned. Couldn't be more excited about Filmation Rights. And now that you make Shadow Weaver, most important one, the next one we need, let's hear it, is the guy on Scott's shirt. We need a Filmation He-Man. We just need a head and a hand that can let him do the pose, because the He-Man toy that can't do that, just, we gotta get there.
It's more likely we would do a new hand. It's less likely we do an actual animated looking head. Because to do an animated one, they're not the same look as the classics. Doing a hand that can hold up like that, it's potential, you know, that would be a great way to refresh your head.
Just the haircut will do the trick. But the information, thank you.
I was just wondering if you were going to do a frosted figure.
Probably, eventually.
As a love interest for Nina.
She'd be a great figure. He knows a lot of fans and demand for her as a POP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Hey. 5 minutes, okay.
Yeah, a few months back at WonderCon, you were saying that Grandman was going to be sooner than later, but then a little while ago, y'all said that there wasn't going to be Grandman, or it's not planned. What does that mean? Sooner than later, but not planned? That's the wrong answer, Scott.
Let's explain the whole difference between what's actually planned and what's greenlit. Nothing in Mattel for any brand is set greenlit by the company for 2013 at this point. 2012 is still in the flux. We're still making changes to our 2012 line. Four Masters in particular, in order to make sure the line had a lot of life in it. A lot of people might recall the Moji stack ships the Horseman did a few years ago. Those kind of tended to trickle out as they got to less popular characters towards the end of the line. We don't want that to happen with Moji Classics. So we very purposely made a huge list of every character that we had access to at the beginning. Obviously, we have access to more characters now, and we've added that to the list. We actually have the list mapped out, I think almost 2020, 2021 at this point, just on pieces of paper. Mattel as a company has greenlit the line through the end of 2012. Each year, we greenlight the next line, and we just essentially lift it from our master plan. So in the master plan, Grandman's in there. Have you seen him today? No. Could he be out in a few months, potentially? Could he be out in a few years? Awesome, potentially. Did that answer your question?
No.
Yeah.
saying, so I guess I'm good for now. Hey, thanks for that sorceress. I love her.
Woo! You're welcome. Alright, we still have one.
That you put in, if you have a subscription, you have to keep going, and there are other items that aren't included. You just have to keep going back when on the sale page. But I was wondering, when I get an email that says what's on sale, and I was wondering if maybe that could be done as an invoice where you enter in extra items and it just gets combined. With your subscription delivery? And also, I was wondering is it possible for Anarchy to be in DC Classics at some point? I know the name is going to be hard to sell, but I'd love to play the character. DC Directs never made one, so.
You would have to figure out the name. Design is really great. It's a great looking character. So.
Yeah,
I don't care
about the name.
The artist formerly known as Anarchy.
I think last question.
Just a suggestion. We have Shadow Weaver now. How about a 3-pack with Imp, Madame Raz, and Broom?
Same answer as Frosta and Ram-Man, and Stinker. Yeah, just to clarify on the Filmation stuff, that's a great way to end it. Obviously, you'll see probably about 2 to 3 Filmation characters a year. We're not going to do a whole year of Filmation characters. We know the ones you guys want. We're not going to start giving you obscure characters. We know you want them too, but we'll hit the big ones. We'll hit the big cuts first, so don't worry. We're not going to leave some huge guy on the table that doesn't come out. We've got a plan. The fans have been great about making a lot of requests for the past year, so we're well aware of which ones you want. A couple quick announcements before you all leave. 3:00 in room 6?
4.
In room 4, AB?
4.
Just room 4. Is our DC and Mattel Powerful Partnership panel, where you'll get a lot more DC items. There's Danielle's desktop. I believe He-Man.org is doing a fan get together at Hennessy's, but it's a closed party at this point, but if you have tickets, there'll be a He-Man.org party at Hennessy. That'll be cool to stop. Those of you who stayed in the room, you're lucky because you'll get a gift on your way out. Don't forget to put your tickets in the red and green boxes, and we'll see you all in the toy aisles. Don't get that free gift. You'll regret it if you don't go quickly.